Hi, today it's Valentine's Day. However, we won't talk about love, but something better, math. And particularly, about the number pi.
Can you talk us about the number pi?
Number pi is a mathematical constant. In other words, it's a special number. It has been represented by the 16th letter of the Greek alphabet since the mid-18th century. It's also called Archimedes' constant. Originally, pi defined as the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, but now there are various equivalent definitions. It's an irrational number, that's why it can't be expressed as a common fraction. But some rational numbers can approach it, such as 22/7. Also, it's a transcendental number. It means it is not the root of any polynomial having rational coefficients. By the way, the digits are randomly distributed around 250 before Christ. Archimedes created an algorithm for calculating it. In the 20 and 21 centuries, mathematicians and computer scientists extended the decimal representation of pi to many trillions of digits after the decimal point. But as practically all scientific applications require no more than a few hundred digits of pi, it's a little useless.
We find us again after a commercial break.
You are alone during Valentine's Day. You have not soulmates. Take a pie cut! Pie cuts is always here for you, especially with a new taste, candy apple. Have a break, have a pie cut.
New pizza, with cheese very tender inside and crunchy outside. You can order it now at 31678. Pizza out, it's finger licking good. So, how did Archimedes be able to compute an approximation?
He computed an approximation of pi by drawing a regular hexagon inside and outside a circle, and successively doubling the number of sides until he reached a 96-sided regular polygon. By calculating the perimeters of this polygon, he proved that pi is greater than 3.1028 and lower than 3.1429. At home, too, you can do an approximation. For that, you need a sheet of paper with lines 50 mm apart and needle or something like that, but it must be less than 50 mm. Then, you sew needles on the sheet of paper and you do sums of needles touching or crossing a line. Finally, you divide the double of the length of the needle by the proportion of needles crossing a line times the line spacing. You can do it several times to have an approximation more close. This approximation is a Buffon's needle.
We meet again after a little commercial break.
Today at Patreon eSofa, you can buy a new extremely comfy sofa. You can have a discount of 10% with Radio 10. Radio 10. Patreon is fun. Artisanal de la qualidad.
See applicable position at your retailers.
I heard talk of Pi Day, but what is it exactly?
Pi Day is a celebration on March the 14th. The first time Pi Day was celebrated, it was in 1988 in San Francisco. It's defined as an annual opportunity for math enthusiasts to recite the infinite digit of pi told to their friends about math and to eat pie. So, if you want to celebrate Pi Day, foresee your date in a mouse. Also, there are works based on pi such as poem or music. You will listen song from pi by a song scout. To make it, you match each number to a note on a scale. I hope you liked this mission. Goodbye.